Welcome to Defiant Health Radio, a place where you can count on hearing about the truth in health, uncolored by interests of big pharma, the generally misplaced motivations of healthcare and doctors, just ideas and strategies that work safely, effectively, and inexpensively. I'm your host, Dr. William Davis, cardiologist and author of the Wheat Belly and Undoctored books, and now my newest book, Super Gut, a book that gives you a blueprint on rebuilding a healthy microbiome to take back control over weight, health, and aging. In this episode of Defiant Health, I'd like to talk about the unique oral skin health product that I formulated called Gut to Glow. Some of you may know that, in addition to writing books, speaking, and supporting my programs, I have also taken on the role of chief medical officer for a company called Realize Therapeutics that I co-founded, created to commercialize some of the concepts that I have developed. Those of you following my Lactobacillus reuteri yogurt discussions know that we are witnessing some interesting effects on skin, sleep, appetite, and libido. But some people have trouble making the yogurt or find it inconvenient or find it difficult to keep up making the yogurt while traveling. And they've asked for an easier, more convenient way to get L-reuteri. So I formulated a probiotic capsule with high counts of the microbe, but I went further and added additional ingredients to make it even better and more effective. So let's talk about this formulation that I call Gut to Glow that I believe provides major advantages for skin and remarkably, overall health. Later in the podcast, let's talk about Defiant Health's sponsor, Paleo Valley. Their fermented grass-fed beef sticks, bone broth protein rich in collagen, organic super greens, and low-carb superfood bars have among the cleanest ingredient lists for any product of their kind. They're also expanding their Wild Pastures service that delivers 100% grass-fed and finished pastured meats from a regenerative family farm right to your door. And they have more recently introduced some interesting new products, including chocolate-flavored grass-fed bone broth protein, grass-fed organ complex in capsule form, and essential electrolytes to add to your intake of electrolytes such as magnesium. You know, I'm very proud of this formulation I came up with that I call Gut to Glow. It has four important components, and I wanted to explain to everybody how and why this works, what it does, what's in it, and why I believe we can be confident it exerts some very interesting beneficial effects both on skin and other aspects of health. This story gets started a number of years ago when I was inspired by a series of very interesting studies performed by a group at MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. This was a cancer group, and they were exploring the anti-cancer effects, the cancer cell killing effects of this microbe, Lactobacillus reuteri, specifically the strain 6475, ATCC6475. I'm sorry for these names and for the strain designations, but one of the things you have to get used to when you start to play around with microbes is that you must be mindful of strain. So I remind everybody, for instance, that you and I have E. coli in our guts. But what if you got exposed to E. coli in lettuce tainted by cow manure? Well, you could die of that E. coli. Same species, E. coli, different strain. So we must pay attention to strain. Sometimes it makes a life and death difference. Sometimes it doesn't make a difference. So it varies widely depending on what strain, what species. Well, I was inspired by this series of very careful and elegant studies performed by this MIT cancer group. They gave L-reuteri to these mice through their drinking water and observed a number of effects they did not expect. It started with noticing that their fur was, in their words, rich and luxuriant, which proved to be due to an increase in sebum production. That's the moisturizing compound that your skin produces. They went further. They observed that when they shaved the backs of these mice, hair grew back much faster, much thicker. They inflicted wounds in the skin and watched them heal in half the time compared to mice not receiving L-reuteri. They observed many other effects, including a marked increase or restoration of testosterone in elderly mice. They also saw that the loss of muscle mass or sarcopenia that occurs in elderly mice, just like humans, was restored to that of a youthful mouse. They observe the preservation of mating and grooming behavior, which is the equivalent of sex and libido and interest in other people and love and that sort of thing in humans. So it was restored to that of youthful mice even when the mice were old. They observed a marked improvement in the immune response and in the size of the thymus gland. The thymus gland is in the chest, and it's the seat of much of your immune response, especially T-cell immunity. Well, the thymus gland atrophies as we age, and it loses its capacity to produce T-cells, such that if you start at age 15 or 16 with maximal thymic capacity to produce T-cells and an immune response, it drops to about 10% of that by age 70. Well, in elderly mice, the thymus gland and T-cell production was restored to that of a young mouse. In another experiment, they gave two groups of mice a bad diet, a diet that was meant to mimic a fast food diet, so lots of fried oils, hydrogenated oils, sugar, processed grains, etc. Well, the animals that got nothing else but that bad diet got fat, lost fur, stopped mating, stopped grooming each other. They got old and fat and died. They gave another group of mice the same terrible diet, but with L-reuterite in the drinking water. These mice stayed slender, maintained thick fur, mated and groomed each other. They stayed slender and young until death. Pretty dramatic observation. Well, once I saw these interesting observations, I got hold of the same microbe, the ATCC6475. It comes as a commercial product, believe it or not, from a company in Sweden called BioGaia. I'll put this all in the show notes, by the way, as a product called Gastrus, G-A-S-T-R-U-S. Now, these products were made for infants because it was found that low doses, 100 million of two strains of Reuterite, that sounds like a lot. In money, it would be a lot, but in microbes, it's very low number. But these tablets were designed for infants because it was found that Lactobacillus reuterite given to infants reduced regurgitation of breast milk or formula, reduced colic, that kind of fussy behavior babies often show, often suspected to be due to abdominal discomfort, and maybe when given to children with antibiotics, it may accelerate the recovery of normal stools and get rid of the diarrhea. So not all that interesting, right? But these new observations from the MIT group I thought were extremely interesting. So I got a hold of this commercial tablet, very low doses, and I made yogurt out of it. It's not yogurt in the sense that the kind of stuff you buy in the store. The stuff in the store has several issues. One, it's not made with Lactobacillus reuterite. It's made with some pretty ho-hum bacterial species like Lactobacillus bulgaricus and Streptococcus thermophilus. Those are the two traditional species of bacteria that are typically used to make yogurt. Another thing to know about is when you grow microbes, they don't have sex, right? There's no male and female microbes. They just double. That is asexual reproduction. One microbe becomes two, two becomes four, etc. Well, in commercial yogurt production in a factory, they typically allow a microbe to ferment, that is to grow and metabolize nutrients, for about 4 to 6 hours. Now, reuterite doubles every 3 hours or so, 2 to 3 hours, at human body temperature. So if you were to do what like they do in a factory, allow it to grow for only 4 to 6 hours, you would have almost nothing. So I made yogurt, or what I call yogurt. It's not really yogurt, right? Looks and tastes like yogurt. But we're going to ferment it or let it reproduce 12 times for 36 hours. I performed flow cytometry on the yogurts to count microbes, and we get fairly consistently 250 to 300 billion microbes per half cup serving. And then I played with it, and I experienced a lot of the same effects that were seen in the mice. I talked about it in my social media, blogs, etc. Many, many people did the same thing. I have my entire neighborhood making the yogurt, and people are reporting very similar effects from the yogurt. People are reporting even some additional effects that were not seen in the mice, such as deep sleep with vivid dreams. And others reported an increase in libido. Men who test their testosterone, just a handful have, experienced about a 50% increase in testosterone. Some people experience a marked increase in strength and muscle mass. I personally experienced that. And ladies in particular reported an increase in moisture of their skin and a reduction in wrinkles. So now put this all together. Deeper sleep, increased libido, increased testosterone, improved immune response, presumptively. That's not that it's been studied in humans. Increase in strength. And in other evidence, preservation of bone density. I don't think it's a stretch to believe that I think we're turning the clock back 10 or 20 years by making this Lactobacillus rotari yogurt. Now, many, many people are doing this, but some people said to me, you know, I'm sick and tired of making the yogurt, or I'm traveling and it's too hard to try to make it while I'm on the road, or I'd like to give it as a gift to somebody. And so they asked me to make a more portable formulation. That was my motivation for putting this into a capsule form. We are, by the way, conducting a clinical trial, a human clinical trial, to better validate these effects. We will explore this in several clinical trials to really understand what's going on, how we can improve the response. Not everybody gets the same response. It varies. Some people, for instance, don't get the deep sleep, but get the muscle increase. Some people get an increase in libido, but don't get an increase in testosterone. So there's some variation in the response. We'd like to understand why. It's my personal suspicion, by the way, based on some evidence, that microbes tend to do better in communities, or what they call guilds or consortia. So microbes are a lot like humans in that we don't live by ourselves, right? Without a partner, without families, community, neighbors, coworkers. Microbes are very similar. They have collaborative communities, and sometimes they exert better effects when they have the right company. So maybe rotari works better in the presence of, say, 4, 5, 6, or 7 other microbes, but we do not yet know which microbes those are. Over time, I hope to solve that riddle so that we can magnify or optimize the effect of rotari. Now, a lot of these effects documented by the MIT group were found to be mediated by a boost in oxytocin. So what happens is rotari takes up residence in the GI tract. And by the way, the entire length of the GI tract, which is unusual. Most microbes don't do that. But rotari colonizes mouth to anus, all 30 feet of the human gastrointestinal tract. It then sends a signal via the myenteric nervous system, that's the nervous system of the gut, through the vagus nerve to the brain, specifically the hypothalamus, to release the hormone oxytocin. At least that's what the animal evidence suggests. And this MIT group did elegant work to show that's indeed how it worked. If you cut the vagus nerve, the entire effect is blocked. Oxytocin then exerts effects in various organs, but there's also participation of the immune system. Oxytocin has those effects on T cells and the thymus gland, and that also affects some of these changes too. In other words, there's more than one way that rotari generates a lot of these effects, at least in experimental models. Now, one of the things we just don't know is, of the 200 or so strains of rotari, are there ones better at this effect than others? Well, nobody knows yet. We plan to perform a number of experiments to find out if there are some strains of rotari better at this than others, as well as to find out if there are ways to boost the effect. The strain of rotari in the gut to glow is a strain that I believe exerts these effects, but we still need to explore that scientifically and formally. But I can tell you anecdotally, those of us who have tried this strain that is in the gut to glow, it appears to reproduce a lot of the same effects we experienced with the yogurt. The Defiant Health Podcast is sponsored by Paleo Valley, makers of delicious grass-fed beef sticks, healthy snack bars, and other products. We are very picky around here and insist that any product we consider has no junk ingredients like maltodextrin, carrageenan, carboxymethylcellulose, sucralose, and of course, no added sugars. And all Paleo Valley products contain no gluten nor grains. In fact, I find Paleo Valley products among the cleanest of any in their category, and they're truly delicious. One of the habits I urge everyone to get into is to include a fermented food product at least once, if not several times per day, in their lifestyles. Unlike nearly all other beef sticks available, the Paleo Valley grass-fed beef sticks are all naturally fermented, meaning they contain probiotic bacterial species. And now, Paleo Valley is expanding their Wild Pastures program that provides 100% grass-fed, grass-finished, pastured beef and pastured chicken and pork, raised without herbicides or pesticides and raised in the USA. And they've just added wild-caught seafood caught from the waters of Bristol Bay, Alaska. They're now offering a 20% lifetime discount on every order for a limited time. I'll post the web address in the Defiant Health show notes. Shipping for Paleo Valley products is free for orders of $75 or more. For more information or to order, go to paleovalley.com. That's PaleoValley.com. Enter the coupon code DEFIANT, not case sensitive, for a 15% discount to Defiant Health listeners. The web address is also listed in the Defiant Health show notes that accompany this podcast. And be sure to take a look at their other products, such as their organic super greens, rich with phytonutrients, and their superfood bars that come in dark chocolate chip, apple cinnamon, and lemon meringue. They're low carb, of course, with 8 grams net carbs per bar. The folks at Paleo Valley have lately been busy, recently adding some interesting new products, including pasture-raised fermented pork steaks, chocolate-flavored grass-fed bone broth protein, grass-fed organ complex in capsule form, pumpkin spice superfood bars with grass-fed bone broth protein for the fall season, and new essential electrolytes in powder form to add to the potassium and magnesium intake of your lifestyle, available in orange, lemon, and melon flavors. And for listeners to the Defiant Health podcast, you can apply your discount code for a 15% discount. The discount code can be found in the show notes.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Corey from Redefining Strength, the host of the Fitness Hacks podcast. This is a show where I bust through the noise in the fitness and diet industry and help you make lasting mindset and habit changes to see the results you deserve. Health and fitness can be, well, confusing and overwhelming with so much information out there. I like to simplify things to give you a sustainable solution that works at any and every age. If you've ever felt your age is holding you back from achieving lasting results, I'd like to share an episode with you that I think might change your mind. Check out the link in the description and let's bust those excuses so you can feel your most fabulous.
I wanted to stack the odds in favor of beneficial effects. And so I went further by adding collagen hydrolysates or collagen peptides. Now, collagen peptides come in a number of forms. You can get the bovine or cow source, the porcine or pig source, chicken, and you can also get marine source. Now, the marine source collagen hydrolysates vary depending on what kind of fish it came from. Did it come from a collagenous fish like shark or skate, or a bony fish like cod or halibut? Well, it looks as if some species of fish yield a different kind of collagen peptide than those other animals like bovine or porcine. And the evidence suggests that marine source collagen peptides, because they're enriched in what's called the di- and tripeptides, like the glycine, proline, hydroxyproline tripeptide, that is 3 amino acids in a row, these are not digested. That is, unlike a protein, say, from an egg or a pork chop, your body digests those proteins down to single amino acids. Collagen is not digested like that. It's digested down to many fragments that are 2 or 3 amino acids long that remain intact. And those are the factors that get to the skin to stimulate collagen production and hyaluronic acid production. And it's effective, if we believe the evidence, and it's quite good evidence, I believe, that marine source collagen hydrolysates are effective at much lower doses. Doses as low as 500 milligrams to 2500 milligrams or so, roughly generating an equivalent effect as much higher doses of bovine, porcine, or chicken collagen. That evidence is quite good in both animals and in humans. I then added hyaluronic acid, which is the body's way of retaining moisture. And that's true in skin, it's true in the eyes, it's true in the joints, that is joint lubrication, the so-called synovial fluid. It's also true, by the way, in the female genital urinary tract, especially the uterus, cervix, and vagina. So hyaluronic acid is wonderfully able to retain water. Now, I know that lots of ladies use topical hyaluronic acid, but that's not all that effective because it does not penetrate deep into the dermis. It's mostly an epidermal effect, but it does provide moisture to the epidermis. When you take hyaluronic acid orally, it does make its way to the dermis, which is a very important source of moisture in the skin. And so hyaluronic acid not only adds to the hyaluronic acid content of the dermal layer, it also provokes production of collagen. So when you put collagen hydrolysates, collagen peptides, together with hyaluronic acid, you get this kind of synergistic effect on skin moisture, smoothing effects, what ladies call glow, of course, and reduction of skin wrinkles. That also is both animal and human data. Lastly, I added the carotenoid astaxanthin, a a relative of beta-carotene, but much more potent as an antioxidant and an anti-inflammatory. It's proving to be effective in situations outside of just skin, such as joint arthritis, but that's still very preliminary. The animal and human evidence with astaxanthin suggests that it protects from sun damage and that it can even reverse some existing sun damage. It therefore makes you more tolerant to being exposed to the sun. Now, one of my biases is I don't really like to add things that are foreign to the human experience. So collagen hydrolysates, hyaluronic acid, and astaxanthin are all meant to be obtained through diet. But almost nobody gets these things because we don't eat organ meats. We don't boil the carcass of an animal after we kill it to release the collagen. We don't eat the brain to release the hyaluronic acid. So in other words, the modern lifestyle, because we don't consume brain and other organs like tongue and heart, is low, very low in collagen, hyaluronic acid, and of course in astaxanthin because we don't eat a variety of wild plants with carotenoids. So what we're doing here is really providing nutrients that are largely lacking in the modern lifestyle. And by the way, rotari also, Lactobacillus rotari, is a microbe that you'll find in the guts of indigenous populations, like the people who live in the jungles of New Guinea. They all have rotari. If you sequence the microbiome, the gut microbiome of possums or raccoons or squirrels, they all have rotari. In other words, if all humans, all wild humans unexposed to antibiotics and other factors, and wild living mammals all have rotari, it suggests that this microbe is essential for mammalian health, but we've lost it. So it's an uncommon person who retains Lactobacillus rotari because it is very susceptible to common antibiotics like amoxicillin or clarithromycin. So if you took an antibiotic even 20 years ago, 30 years ago, for an upper respiratory infection or bladder infection, you likely wiped out your rotari. So fewer than 1 in 20 people, modern people, retain rotari. I think that's another reason why we're seeing such wonderful effects is restoring a microbe that most of us have lost. I was also very careful in choosing doses of each component. I believe the doses provided of each component are optimal, or over time we will work towards further optimization of dosing. Just to understand and document these effects, we did give the Gut2Glow capsules to 20 ladies before the product was available, and they reported some nice effects. 51% reported smoother skin at 4 weeks. 88% of these participants reported smoother skin at 12 weeks. 32% reported younger skin at 4 weeks. 75% reported younger appearing skin at 12 weeks. 52% reported more luminous skin at 4 weeks. 81% reported being more luminous at 12 weeks. And I believe this reflects what we saw with the rotari, now amplified with the addition of collagen hydrolysates, of course, hyaluronic acid, and astaxanthin. So consistent with the evidence for collagen, hyaluronic acid, and astaxanthin, I believe these participants are experiencing an increase in dermal moisture, dermal collagen, an increase in skin flexibility, protection from sun exposure, and reduction of the depth of fine skin wrinkles like crow's feet. Now, our first human clinical study is ongoing, but we have some initial observations. Both the investigator, a dermatologist, a research dermatologist, and the participants themselves observed similar improvements in smoothness, plumping, hydration, radiance, luminosity, a reduction in fine wrinkles, and improvements in skin tone. You know, given the effects of L-rotari seen in mice and to some degree in humans, combined with the other non-skin effects of collagen, hyaluronic acid, and astaxanthin, I predict that we're going to see other health improvements with this formulation that we will document over time. So there you go. That is how I came to this four-component formulation that we now call Gut2Glow, released for skin health. Now, should you choose to get your L-rotari and other skin components by this product, I invite you to report your experience. We do have a Facebook page for the OxySudix. That's the name of the product line, OxySudix Gut2Glow. We do have a Facebook page. I encourage you to share your selfies, baseline, then follow-up, whatever that follow-up might be, 4 weeks, 12 weeks, or even longer, because you inspire people by the benefits you experience, and people learn from it. So I invite you to do this and share your experience with us. I'll post the website address for Gut to Glow in the show notes. I invite you to go to that website, sign up with your email address, and you'll receive discount codes for the Gut to Glow. Now, this was kind of an unusual episode of Defiant Health, but nonetheless, if you learn something, if you enjoy hearing about the rationale behind some of these products, as well as new ideas in health, I invite you to subscribe through your favorite podcast directory, post a review, tell your friends, and help us build this movement to empower people in health without the interference of the healthcare system. Thanks for listening.